Welcome to this audio briefing from the Christian Institute. The information contained in this briefing is correct at the time of recording.
On Tuesday, the 11th of September 2007, a High Court judge in Belfast struck down homosexual harassment laws which threatened the religious liberties of Christians in Northern Ireland. The judge also made further helpful rulings which have implications for Christians throughout the UK. The case was brought to the High Court by the Christian Institute and some evangelical church denominations in Northern Ireland. In deleting the harassment laws from the sexual orientation regulations, Mr. Justice Weatherup said that he was concerned that the laws went much further than discrimination, and he referred to free speech implications of these kind of laws mentioned by a parliamentary human rights committee. The harassment laws were very widely drafted, so that a homosexual only had to show that he felt offended while receiving a good facility or service in order to launch a legal action for harassment. And Christian groups were rightly concerned that these laws could be used against Christians who expressed their religious beliefs that homosexual practice was morally wrong. The quashing of these harassment laws will be extremely helpful to Christian groups in Britain, which will be arguing against this kind of legislation in the forthcoming Single Equality Bill. And Britain's leading homosexual lobby group Stonewall is already distancing itself from these type of harassment laws. The judge also ruled that the sexual orientation regulations do not apply to the school curriculum, and this will be a crushing disappointment to those gay campaigners who have already quoted the regulations in support of using inappropriate homosexual books in primary schools. The ruling also narrows the scope of the regulations as they affect faith-based groups which receive public funding. The judge ruled that only the activity for which the group receives public funding and not every activity of the group is affected. But this will be little comfort to Christian adoption agencies and residential care homes who will still face some legal difficulties under the regulations. During the hearing, government lawyers had tried to argue that religious liberty could not be affected by the regulations. However, Mr. Justice Weatherup said that he was convinced that there would be cases where people's religious liberty is affected by the sexual orientation regulations. But he said that the county courts would have to resolve those matters on a case-by-case basis. When the county courts do consider cases where the sexual orientation regulations affect religious liberty, he said that the courts should refer to the principles of the Brockie case from Canada. And that case involved a Christian printer who was being sued by a gay rights group. The judgment in that case was that a Christian printer should not be forced to print material which goes against his core religious beliefs, but that a Christian printer should not be able to refuse to print other material, such as letterhead, just because the client is a homosexual. So overall, what does this High Court ruling mean? Well, it means that Christians are very much safer than they were before the Christian Institute's legal action. The sexual orientation regulations in Northern Ireland have been significantly narrowed in their scope, and the most dangerous section, the harassment laws, has been removed altogether. There will still be some cases brought before the courts, but thanks to this legal action, it will be much easier for Christians throughout the UK to argue that their rights to religious freedom are relevant. And the courts should consider the Brockie judgment from Canada, which stated the principle that a Christian should not be forced to act against his core religious beliefs. I am sure you will agree that this legal action was well worthwhile. Please consider making a donation to our Legal Defence Fund so that we can continue to uphold our religious freedoms. You can find out more information about our Legal Defence Fund from our website, which is christian.org.uk/LDF. That's christian.org.uk/LDF, or by telephoning the Christian Institute on 0191 281 5664. That's 0191 281 5664.
Thank you for listening to this audio briefing from the Christian Institute. More audio briefings can be found on our website, christian.org.uk. That's christian.org.uk.